Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're this weekend talking with a panel of graduating high school students in Tuolumne County, talking about the younger generation and issues and student life and having a great conversation this weekend. We're joined in studio by a pair of guests from Sonora High School. First off, we have Morgan St. Pierre and Weston Goulart. And from Somerville High School, we have Claire Caldera and Caleb Britt. I'll start with Somerville on this question. We'll go with Caleb Britt to kick things off. Caleb, what would you say, you know, you think your generation makes it kind of, or makes your generation kind of stand out and unique?
Well, even over the break, we were just talking about how there's a lot of expectation for our generation. And I was even talking about how a lot of the older generation, our parents, grandparents even, or people who have just graduated college, really want to kind of help us along and guide us through the next couple of years of our life and make sure that we're in good hands, and even kind of try to live their experiences through ours to kind of re-experience where we're at. And I think that we've got a lot of access to good information that can help us, but we don't really know when to stop and rest and kind of be focused on the people that are close to us, the experiences that are right in front of us. We can really be far-fetched in some of our goals. And I think something that I calmly find myself disagreeing with is that we can accomplish anything we set our mind on. And I think that that's a big lie, because we've all got certain gifts and talents that we've got. And if I set my mind on becoming the next man to be on the moon, I'd have to play my guitar all the way there, because that's pretty much all I'm good at. And so I think that people really want to encourage us and push us, but it can really be harmful at some point. We see a lot of people overextending themselves in sports to the point where they're having health issues and they can't actually continue to go on, or people becoming really discouraged because they're not meeting the expectation that's set before them. And I think that that can really cause some people to crumble and feel like they're failing, because they're comparing themselves to other people's expectations and to what other people have accomplished. But we've got to be focused on what we're accomplishing and the growth that we're making, and appreciate that a little bit more than we are as a generation, and really be supporting each other in that way of thinking.
Very good. Claire Caldera, what would you say? What makes your generation unique?
I think that our generation has more opportunities than any generation before us has ever had, with technology advances and all the advancements in the world. Our generation, I mean, I think that we can do things unexpected. All the advances that have happened in the world in our generation just going to bring so many more. We're all overachievers, and in a good way, but everyone has their plate full. Everyone's doing everything they can, and I think that we're going to do some amazing things in the future.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I'll be anxious to watch. I'll go over to our Sonora High School students. Weston Goulart, you know, what would you say makes your generation unique?
I agree with how we're like the first generation to kind of grow up with technology all surrounding our lives. So I'm thinking maybe that could make us unique, because we could be more imaginative in a way. Even though the people who made it, they had to be imaginative, but we kind of have more, we don't have as much limits, I think, on our life, because it's all just so convenient to us. And even though it could maybe be a bad thing, I feel like it's better, because we can pretty much just do whatever we feel like if we have passion for it.
Very good. And Morgan St. Pierre, what would you say makes your generation unique?
I think that we also just have like a huge amount of opportunity. Like, everything's at our feet. We could go do whatever we wanted and be able to get the career that we want and do all of this stuff, even if we don't have help, because there are people that are willing to help, like in our community and just everywhere. So I think that's what sets us apart, is that we've got all the support and people want us to succeed. And so I think that's great.
Stay with our Sonora High duo here with Morgan St. Pierre and Weston Goulart from this next question. Morgan, I'll pose it your way. You know, I do newscasts all throughout the day talking about a number of different issues and different things happening and locally and across the state and across the country and so forth. You know, what would you say, just in a general sense, you know, what are some of the issues that you kind of keep an eye on or just kind of worry about or are interested in?
I think a lot of people don't talk about suicide. And I think it's something that we do need to talk about, because it's prevalent. People do it all the time, and it's really tragic. And I think that we need more education based on that, because someone close to you might do it just one day, and you'd never know why or why it happened. So I think that's something that we definitely need to keep talking about.
Interesting points. Yeah, thank you. And then, Weston, what would you say, issues that you kind of keep an eye on or worried about or have interest in?
Issue I'm thinking about is kind of more global, like with the foreign tensions between our country and others. I feel like a lot of kids in our generation, they just kind of don't care about that as much. But I think we should, because in a blink of an eye, like, our lives could be wiped out because of that, because they're getting all worked up over it. I think how it's being handled is good, but we should just be more involved in it and be more educated about what's happening.
What are you concerned more in general, like things that could happen, just wiping out information?
No, I'm saying more like with Korea, how much we're getting all worked up and fighting over that stuff. So,
Claire Caldera, how about you? What are kind of the issues that you keep your eyes on?
I definitely agree that our generation needs to be more informed and educated on all the issues in the world, because there's countless issues we could talk about and worry about, but kids give their opinion when they're not even educated on it. And in school, there's a lot of political arguments when kids, not that I do, but kids don't even know what they're talking about, and they're fighting over it in front of everyone, and they're not informed on the situation. And I think that goes back to what we talked about earlier, how kids just feel entitled to everything and they're not working hard and educating themselves before thinking about these issues.
Mm-hmm. So students debate politics on campus as well?
Yeah, definitely.
Kayla Brett, what would you say are some of the issues you keep your close eye on and worry about?
Well, I think I fall into a different category, because I've kind of made an effort to detach myself from global news and be focused more on our local news, even though I'm aware about much of what's happening in North Korea and the South China Sea, big global issues like that. I understand that it starts small and then it goes big, and so if our communities aren't functioning well, then globally we can't really work together. And so I make an effort to be focused locally and personally on how my relationships with close friends and family and also the people around me are being influenced, and the local news, things that are directly impacting us, how those are shaping up to be. And I think the reason I've detached myself, which I have no problem with people disagreeing with, is that it tends to shift my focus from what's happening right now and to kind of appreciate it less, what's happening in our lives right now, and focus on something that can kind of be out of our control sometimes. But I definitely make an effort to do what I can right now, where I'm at right now with the people I'm with, and definitely send my prayers to the people that are being affected on a national or global level.
Staying with the Somerville students, Claire Caldera, you know, as you prepare to graduate, you now have successfully completed 4 years of high school. For those incoming freshmen, you know, who are going to be arriving, you know, what would be kind of your best advice for the younger students to get involved with school?
Definitely getting involved in as many extracurriculars as you can. And the seniors might look like they're grumpy, but they really don't hate you. They really do like you. And I remember being a freshman, just being intimidated by all the older kids, but they've just been there for 4 years. They're not mad at you or anything. They're just ready to get onto the next step of their life. And so enjoy your 4 years, because it goes by in the blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla Britt, how about you? What advice would you give to incoming freshmen?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't help but agree with Claire, and understanding how important it is to work with other people, regardless of different campuses that you're on, whether it's Sonora, Somerville, Tioga, Don Pedro. I mean, learn how to work with other people, and don't let age be a factor in separating yourself from thinking that you can help someone who's older than you or even younger than you. And you can really be a game changer in the place that you're at, in the community that you're in. And I think that if you're really focused on making your high school experience good, then be a leader and stand up to things that you don't agree with, and support those things that you do agree with. In any way that you can, whether it be financially or emotionally. We've got a lot of ability to support people, but make good memories by making good decisions. And I hear a lot of people say no regrets, but it's good to have some regrets, because you should be able to learn from those regrets. And don't let those mistakes kind of hold you down. Don't let the shame of those hold you down, but learn from your mistakes and really just enjoy what high school has to offer. Get involved.
Well stated. Sonora High School students, Morgan St. Pierre, what would you say? Advice for incoming freshmen?
I would just say be happy and have fun and do the things that you're passionate about, not what everyone else wants you to do. And just find the people that you think you're going to enjoy the next 4 years with, and don't limit yourself, because it's never good to limit yourself.
Weston Goulart, how about you?
I'd also say to just get involved. Try to be in things like leadership, because then your voice can be heard. I'd also say to try to take the more advanced classes, even though they might seem difficult. In the end, they're pretty well worth it, because they teach you valuable lessons that you just can't find in other places. And also, like Morgan said, I wouldn't just constrict yourself with, like, your old friends and people you hang out with, because in my high school experience, I found a whole new group of friends that were a lot more like me, and I think that was a lot better for me.
Very good. You know, a question just specific to Sonora High School. At some recent school board meetings, there have been talk about the Wildcat Ranch property as well as the historic dome in downtown Sonora. Weston, you know, is that something that students have taken issue into as well? Or do you think the students kind of care about those issues?
Yeah, I think we do, because like for the Wildcat Ranch, our cross country team, they have a track out there that they just made, and getting rid of that, they wouldn't have a place to practice and things like that. And then Ag too, they have the farm. And I just feel like it's a part of our school that we wouldn't like to give up right now.
How about the historic dome?
We don't talk as much about that. I feel like it should still be kept, though, because of the history behind it. And it could be used in a different way that would benefit our school. We just have to put the effort in to fix it.
Morgan St. Pierre, what have you noticed in regards to that? Have people had many conversations in your circles about the ranch or the dome?
Yeah, I'm actually close friends with the board rep, so he tells me about it all the time, and I think that a lot of the ag program, it's just outstanding how they've come and defended their program and their farm and all of that, and they really are passionate about it, and they do want to keep it, and I think that that's creating just a new culture within us, because all of us want to defend it too, so it's important, and I think that the dome is important too. I don't think that we should just give up everything. We lost so much last year that I think it would just harm us even more if we sold that off and got rid of everything.
We've had a great conversation about student life on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We are coming to a close. We've got about a minute and a half left on this show, and it, earlier in the show, quite a bit of conversation about cell phones and so forth. I haven't seen any cell phones come out today, so congratulations on that. It's nice to see that. We've talked about some of the concerns with technology and cell phones and so forth, but got just about a minute left. Might just get some final quick closing comments from you all. I'll start first with Somerville and Kayla Britt. Anything else you'd like to add for our conversation today?
You know, high school has been a great experience. I think whether things have been good or bad, that doesn't matter. There's lots to learn from high school, and I think that our future is in really good hands with the students that we've got coming out.
Very good. Claire Caldera?
Just to the incoming freshmen again, it seems too early your freshman year, but start thinking about college then, because everything comes so fast. High school was, I feel like we started freshman year a couple days ago.
Yeah, and Sonora High School with Weston Goulart.
I'm thankful for my high school experience too, and I'm really excited for what my future has to hold. I feel like I'm well prepared and I'm ready to make the move.
Very good. And Morgan St. Pierre.
I think on behalf of both Somerville and Sonora, like, I thank you guys for the opportunities that you've given us, yeah, and to all the staff and everyone who's just supported us through everything. It's really important to us, and you may not see that now, but when we're looking back on it, we'll all be very thankful for that. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
We were all very well spoken this morning. You did great. I know you're going to go on to do great things. So thank you so much for coming in and giving us kind of a glimpse into student life and challenges facing the next generation. Yeah.
Thank you, BJ.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, we thank our guests. We've been joined in studio by a panel of students from Sonora and Somerville High Schools. From Sonora High School, we had Morgan St. Pierre and Weston Goulart. And from Somerville High School, Claire Caldera and Kayla Britt. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back again next week with more of Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.